Hi there, welcome back to Hybrid Cloud Workloads, HA and Disaster Recovery. It's Andrew McMurray here, Technical Evangelist for Windows Infrastructure from Microsoft Australia. And we are heading straight into Module 2, Disaster Recovery with Hyper-V Backup and Replica. So what we're going to look at in this particular section is how we back up our Hyper-V virtual machines with Windows Server Backup, and what are our options for utilizing either locally based storage or SMB based storage or potentially something like Microsoft Azure storage in order to back that stuff up. I'll do a bit of a demo showing you how the Windows backup tool actually interacts with a Hyper-V server. What we'll then do is we'll talk about Hyper-V Replica for a certain amount of time so we can utilize Replica to give us disaster recovery capabilities for our virtual machines in our private cloud environment. Now, we've really already talked about Hyper-V Recovery Manager taking those localized replicas and orchestrating them from a public cloud environment, so really showing us the hybrid there in that type of scenario. But how do we actually set up Hyper-V Replica and how do we get it working locally if that's what we want to do? And we'll have a bit of a demo of that as well. So let's jump straight into our first topic being backing up Hyper-V VMs. And now what do we get? What capabilities do we get here? So firstly, let's talk about the backup capabilities of Hyper-V with Windows Server Backup. And really here we're talking about our incremental backup in a streamlined fashion. And in Windows Server 2008, R2 and earlier, backing up your data required you to perform full file backups. And this meant that you either had to back up the virtual machine and snapshots as flat files went offline, which, let's face it, is not too good because it's going to incur a downtime, or use Windows Server or third-party tools to back up the virtual machine itself with a normal backup of the operating system and data, which is, you know, just taking information that's really not necessarily relevant. Windows Server 2012 R2 supports incremental backup of virtual hard disks while the virtual machine is running. Incremental backup of virtual hard disks lets us perform backup operations more quickly and easily, saving network bandwidth and disk space. And because backups are VSS aware, hosting providers can run backups of the Hyper-V environment, backing up tenant virtual machines efficiently and offering additional layers of service to customers without the need for a backup agent inside the virtual machines. Incremental backup can be independently enabled on each virtual machine through the backup software, and Windows Server 2012 R2 uses what we call recovery snapshots to track the differences between the backups. These are similar to regular virtual machine snapshots, but they're managed directly by Hyper-V software. During each incremental backup, only the differences are backed up, and you can sort of see this on the blue highlights on the slide there if we're staring at the screen, as opposed to staring out the window and just listening to my voice. The figure above illustrates the incremental backup of a virtual machine with one virtual hard disk and shows 3 days of backup, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, followed by a restore on Friday. So if note in this example, we've got a few points. Firstly, to enable change tracking, the virtual machine must be configured to use incremental backup and a full backup must be performed after incremental backup is first enabled. So you can see that there on the Sunday section of the slide. During an incremental backup, the virtual machine will briefly be running off of two levels of recovery snapshots. The earlier recovery snapshot is merged into the base virtual hard disk at the end of the backup process. And the virtual machine's configuration XML files are very small and they get backed up often. For simplicity's sake, we don't bother to show them in the figure above. But the ultimate upshot of this is that we're able to quickly and easily back up those virtual machines whilst they're running without incurring any downtime and still maintain a full version of that particular virtual machine and all of the changes that have occurred since we did the first full backup. With Windows Azure backup integration, basically Windows Azure backup is a cloud-based backup solution that enables server data to be backed up to and recovered from an off-premises data center, in other words, you know, the cloud. And that cloud could be either Microsoft Azure, or you can extend the agent to enable that to back up to a hosting provider infrastructure as well. And obviously this is going to help protect against data loss and corruption. To reduce storage and bandwidth utilization, Microsoft Azure Backup performs block-level incremental backup, and to increase security, the data is compressed and encrypted before leaving the server. Once a customer has completed the appropriate registration, the Microsoft Azure Backup agent gets installed onto the target server, and that provides both an MMC interface for management of these backup, as well as a PowerShell module in order to do these backups via a script. Once configuration is completed, the administrator can quickly and easily register their target server, define their backup schedule, and also define which files and folders they're going to protect. Basically, Microsoft Azure Backup is a very valuable addition to a local backup policy, and it would enable a customer to recover data in case of disasters, or alternatively, recover data in case of data loss scenarios, such as data accidentally being deleted, volume deleted, viruses, and so on and so forth. And of course, it works for Hyper-V VMs as well. Now, the actual process involved in getting this done, firstly, we sign up, as we said before. We then install the agent onto the server on premises, and we can then utilize Windows Server Backup to back up to Microsoft Azure. Now, additionally, as I mentioned before, this particular agent can be extended to a third-party cloud and enable that to be done also in a hosting provider scenario. So some pretty good options there. So why don't we have a bit of a look at how this works. We'll jump into our demo environment, give you a brief look at backing up via Windows Backup. Okay, so here we are on my Windows Server 2012 R2 box, which is one of my Hyper-V hosts running out of Sydney, actually. So big shout out to everyone in Sydney. I live in Melbourne, so much more of a shout out to people in Melbourne. But anyway, let's move on and have a look at our Hyper-V manager. Now we can see here that I have a number of different VMs running on this particular server. Some of them are off, some of them are in a save state. I've got a particularly large Server 2012 R2 Lab running here, but the one I'm interested in working with at the moment is the incredibly important Macca Backup demo machine. Now, if we lost that machine, then Sydney would cease to exist as we know it. And for everyone in Melbourne, that's probably not a bad thing. But anyway, let's move on. So what we're going to do is back this particular machine up. So I'm going to open up Windows Backup like so. And you can see, my goodness me, we've had a backup failure. In actual fact, that critically important machine's backup failed last time we tried to do it. So I'm going to do a real quick backup once now to make sure that I'm safe, and then later on I'll troubleshoot what went wrong and reset up the backup schedule. So in order to do an ad hoc backup, we'll go to backup once here, and what that's going to do now is initialize the connection to the VSS service and allow us to backup this machine on the fly. We're not doing a scheduled backup now, we're doing different options, so we'll click next. And I don't want to do a full server backup, I want to do a custom backup. And what we'll do now is we'll interrogate our VSS providers and writers and add the item that we want to back up. And as we can see, VSS exposes Hyper-V for us, and we'll just locate our Macca Backup demo machine as we scroll through, and we can see that Macca Backup demo is here. So we'll click on that like so, click OK. Click next and choose to save that to a local drive. In this case, we'll use the E drive, being the images. You can see we have 222 gig of free space, so that will be enough for us now. Normally I would back up obviously to an SMB file share or potentially into Microsoft Azure, utilizing the Microsoft Azure backup functionality into my storage blob, but today we'll just go to our local machine. We're ready to go, we'll do a backup of this now. This will initialize VSS and get this machine backed up for us. So we can see we're now creating the shadow copy of the volume. This shouldn't take terribly long because this is a reasonably small virtual machine, but obviously, depending on where you're backing up to and the performance of your server, you know, this will take a certain amount of time. So as we can see, backing that up, massive virtual machine that it is, 39.27 meg in size, and it has completed by the looks of it. So we're feeling pretty good about that. Looking good. And I can close this particular section here. I don't have to have this open the entire time. We can see that that's worked. Now, we are going along quite successfully, and then all of a sudden, something goes terribly wrong with this backup machine, and it is dead, so we need to recover it. So what we'll do is we will choose to do a recovery. And yes, the backup is stored on this server, as we can see. So now what we're doing is we're looking at which date we want this backup to come from. Of course, it is today. And we will simply move on. We'll choose to restore from Hyper-V. And we will recover that Macca Backup demo like so. Now we can choose to recover it to its an original location, to an alternate location, or even just to do a basic copy. And we'll go ahead and recover. There you go, as simple as that. Now we've recovered our virtual machine and we're back up and running. Okay, welcome back. Now we are going to look at the next part of this particular module, and that is Hyper-V Replica. So what is Hyper-V Replica? Well, at the end of the day, business continuity depends on fast recovery of business functions after a downtime event with minimal or no data loss. There's a number of reasons why businesses experience outages, including power failure, IT hardware failure, network outage, human errors, IT software failures, and even natural disasters. And depending on the type of outage, our customers need a high availability solution that simply restores the service. However, some outages can impact the entire data center. This could be a natural disaster or an extended power outage, and these require a disaster recovery solution that restores data at a remote site and brings up the services and connectivity. Organizations need an affordable and reliable business continuity solution that helps us recover from a failure. Now, beginning with Windows Server 2008 R2, Hyper-V and failover clustering could be used together to make a virtual machine highly available and minimize disruptions. Administrators could seamlessly migrate virtual machines to a different host in the cluster in the event of an outage, or to load balance their virtual machines without impacting their virtualized applications. And while these measures could protect virtualized workloads from a local host failure or scheduled maintenance of a host in a cluster, they did not protect businesses from outages of an entire data center. So while failover clustering can be used with hardware-based SAN replication across data centers, these are typically expensive. Hyper-V Replica, on the other hand, which is a key feature of Windows Server 2012 R2, now offers affordable in-box disaster recovery solutions. Basically, Hyper-V Replica provides asynchronous replication of virtual machines for the purposes of business continuity and disaster recovery. This asynchronous replication in Windows Server 2012 R2 is now configurable, as opposed to the previous version, which was hard-coded to once every 5 minutes. The administrator now has the choice of either 30-second replication intervals, 5-minute intervals as the previous version, and 15-minute intervals. Hyper-V Replica is incredibly simple to enable. We do it through a wizard in Hyper-V Manager, we can do it through PowerShell, or we can do it through System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager. Once Replica is enabled for a particular virtual machine, the initial replication can begin. And this initial replication can be triggered immediately, it can be scheduled for a later time, or the initial replication can even be exported to external hard drive for physical transportation to the target site before replication begins. If you already have a backup of the source VM on the target site, this can also be used as the replication target. And as we can see from the figure above, Hyper-V Replica provides complete flexibility for replication. So being software-based, there is no requirement on specific hardware at either side, ensuring a complete flexibility and low cost. Administrators also have the ability to specify additional recovery points outside of just the most recent. These recovery points in Windows Server 2012 R2 are configurable up to a 24-hour period. The administrator also has the flexibility to choose what is replicated. For instance, if a VM had 4 virtual disks and only 3 had important data, the 4th could be excluded from the replication, saving valuable bandwidth and disk space. Hyper-V Replica tracks the write operations on the primary virtual machine, and it replicates those changes to the replica server efficiently over a WAN. And the way we do this is the network connection between the two servers uses either HTTP or HTTPS protocol and supports both Windows integrated and cert-based authentication. So for an encrypted connection, obviously we want to choose cert-based authentication. Hyper-V Replica can also be closely integrated with Windows failover clustering and provides easier replication across different migration scenarios in the primary and replica servers. As it's integrated with failover clustering, Hyper-V Replica has full understanding of live migration, ensuring that VMs that are moving around the clustered environments will still be replicated to their target sites as appropriate. And in the event of a disaster, VMs can be quickly and easily started on the second site, ensuring minimal data loss and downtime for key applications and workloads. As we can see on our slide now, after the replication occurs and a site goes down, we can bring them up in the secondary site. But we go a little bit further, and one of the pieces of feedback we got about the initial creation of Hyper-V Replica in Windows Server 2012 RTM was that we only had the capability of replicating from a primary to a secondary site. And there may have been instances where we had a customer that needed to be able to extend that replication to a tertiary site as well. Or maybe wanted to take that replication and have a tertiary site inside a public cloud or even a hosting provider. So in Windows Server 2012, Hyper-V Replica would allow replication every 5 minutes. It would only do it between 2 points, which means your customer could replicate their VMs to their second data center, to a service provider. That'd be as far as they could go. And the service provider wouldn't then also be able to replicate your VM onto their own DR site. So with Server 2012 R2, we give you the configurable replication intervals that we mentioned before, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. And we also now have the capability of extending that replication to allow for replication of a VM to a tertiary location. So in the figure above, the VMs that were previously replicated to a second site have now been replicated again to a third site, providing an extra level of resiliency and peace of mind for the customer at the end of the day. The replication intervals for the extended replication are either 5 minutes or 15 minutes, and the data that was replicated from primary to secondary will be the same data that gets replicated from secondary to tertiary. However, the administrator has granular control over ports, initial replication from secondary to tertiary, and recovery points. Again, as stated earlier, this provides complete flexibility, agnostic of hardware, and the above figure now showing us replicating to a low-cost DR site using, let's say, DAS storage in this case. Again, we can configure that through Hyper-V Manager itself, or we can do it through PowerShell, or we can do it with System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager. How does this look? Well, what we're going to do now is to show you a quick demo of what the wizard looks like and give you an idea of how Hyper-V Replica is set up. Okay, so let's look at how we can actually set up a Hyper-V Replica, and we'll show you some of the new features available in Windows Server 2012 R2. So the first thing I'm going to do here is right-click my virtual machine and choose to enable replication. Now, we start by enabling replication on this machine, which is WS12 SQL 11. So we'll hit the next button. And what we're going to do is we're going to replicate this to another Hyper-V host, particularly WS12 Blue05. So we'll type that into the replica server section here and choose next to continue. Now, in our environment, Kerberos authentication is already enabled and configured. Note that we've got the option there to compress the data that is transferred over the network, and this is useful to consume bandwidth, or conserve bandwidth, I should say, during replications. And compression, though, does require more CPU overhead, so we'll hit next. What we're going to do is replicate the system disk for this particular machine, but we're not going to bother replicating the page file, so we'll untick that and we'll click next to continue. Now at this point, we can set different intervals for the changes sent to the replica server, and the default is 5 minutes. Since we're replicating a database server, obviously a lot of changes can occur within those 5 minutes, so we're going to lower the interval down to 30 seconds. We'll click next. Now depending on the type of data, additional hourly recovery points can be useful, but in this case, we're going to select to maintain only the latest recovery point on our database server. We'll choose next. If the database server was located in a remote location, we could send the initial copy over external media. In this case, we'll just send the initial copy straight over the network. And in the summary here, we can see that we've made the correct settings. We're doing every 30 seconds, and the initial replication will be immediately over the network. So we're happy with that, and we'll click Finish. Now, what we'll do is we'll go and have a look at what's going on the Blue05 server. So this is replicated across. We can see in the checkpoints here we've done an initial replication. So let's go to Blue05 and have a look. You can see now that the server has been replicated and is powered off at this point. So what we'll do is we'll bring up the properties of that. And this time we will extend replication to a third server. So we'll go and choose extend replication there. And now we'll click next to continue. And again, we'll put in a third server being Blue06 in this case and click next. Similar settings as before. So we'll go Kerberos and data compression being selected there. And for this instance, we'll select 5 minutes. So we will go with the 5 minutes there. Now in this case, since we're replicating a database, we only want the latest recovery point. And we'll leave the default value selected. If we had high server load or network saturation, we could choose to send the initial copy over the external media or even delay replication to a later time, but we're happy with that again. All the settings are correct. 5 minute frequency, immediate replication, go. And as we can see, we now have an initial replica completed, and we now have 3-stage Hyper-V replica from our primary to our secondary data center, and then of course to our tertiary data center. Okay, so that was Module 2. That's a wrap. Your resources, as per usual, TechNet Eval Center, Virtual Labs, and MVA. Want to have a bit of a play with backup as well as Hyper-V Replica? Definitely check out TechNet Virtual Labs. You will find Virtual Labs that cover both of those points there. All right, we are done with Module 2. Come back very soon. Module 3 coming right at you. Get those trivia questions done. Get yourself some points. Come back. We'll get on with the next topic very soon.